Seattle writer Melanie McFarlane told you here yesterday how she tackled her depression with some help from the drag queen RuPaul. You can hear that conversation at KUOW.org. You just search RuPaul. Or maybe you prefer the written word when it comes to working through difficult issues. Book lover Nancy Pearl and Marcy Silman have a book recommendation for you.
The title of this novel is Imagine Me Gone by a man named Adam Hazlett. This is his second novel. He also has a collection of short stories. And from the cover, which is a brilliant, brilliant cover for this book, to what the book deals with, it's just a wonderful, albeit painful, reading experience.
Imagine Me Gone makes me think of suicide. Is that what this is about?
It's about depression, and it's about depression running through a family, beginning with the father and then really coming full bore at the oldest son. And we've had those books before. I mean, that's not an unusual plot. But what the author, what Adam Hazlett brings to this is he's written a book that's told from the point of view of every member of the family, the father, the mother, and the three children. And as each person takes over the narrative for a chapter, we move forward in time. So we begin with the mother, Margaret, meeting her husband. And even though she knows that he suffers from deep depressions, decides to marry him anyway, and then moving through each of the children. The novel is centered around Michael, the oldest son, the one who is really under the grip of depression and anxiety. And I don't know that I've read another novel that explores this so well, so that you really, you're in Michael's head.
I believe I heard an interview with Adam Hazlett a few weeks back, mm-hmm. and this is his life, very fictionalized, but this was his own experience.
Really?
And he mentioned that he also suffers from depression, although not to the extent that his older brother or his brother did and his father.
His writing is just amazingly wonderful in here. And when I finished this book, I went back and have begun reading his first novel.
You mentioned when we started off that this is a heavy topic. So first of all, is the writing good enough to outweigh reading about something like that? And second, who would you recommend this book to?
I'm not sure that that's a negative, that it's a heavy topic, because I think there are people, and I know and love many of them, who really love heavy books, who are really interested in exploring the human condition through fiction. And I think that's what Adam Hazlett does. I think that it's so interesting that we never get a completely fleshed out picture of each of these characters, but we know them so well through their accounts of what their lives were like. I mean, many of the books about mental illness that are on the shelves are memoirs. But I think that what Adam Hazlett is doing is he has stepped back and he has allowed us to partake, really, of Michael's life and its crises.
The book is called Imagine Me Gone, and the author is Adam Hazlett. Nancy Pearl, thank you so much for bringing this book in for us.
You're very welcome.
Imagine Me Gone is doing pretty well at Seattle Public Library. The website there says all of its copies are in use, but of course you can put a hold on it. Adam Hazlett, Hazlett, is the author, and that's Nancy Pearl talking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. You will find more of Nancy's picks, of course, at our website, KUOW.org. Come see us at Twitter, @KUOW.